Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how our most recent house flips net us about $100,000.
Yep.
Jill's like, right before the show, what do you mean? It net us $100,000.
I don't even look anymore. I'm like,
yeah.
Did it, what?
We made $98,000. These three properties generated.
I get so into it.
$98,000.
Yep.
When you think about that, it's pretty, actually pretty amazing.
It is.
And then you think about doing one a month, you know, it gets to millions pretty fast.
Yeah. Do one a week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's really what you want.
If we didn't have a show and we didn't have Land Academy, House Academy, if we were you, listener.
We're going to get back to one a week. All good.
We're putting food on the table.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Kevin says, hi, everybody. Yesterday, I received a call from a property that we just put on the market. And the caller asked, why is it so cheap? I love this. Isn't this funny how this happens? It's so darn funny. Half the time, I feel like I'm going to mark it up just because they don't believe it.
Right.
So that is my second favorite question when talking to buyers. One, it tells me that I got the comps right. That is important feedback when there are very few comps. In this case, I really had to dig to look for listings and recent sales to get a number. Two, if the buyer is serious, he isn't going to haggle much. He already knows that the price is great. Three, the buyer won't drag his feet on the deal because he knows that other buyers will be attracted to this price. In this case, I have two buyers out looking at the property after being on the market for 2 days.
Wow.
And number four, I have the opportunity to explain my business to the buyer so that he knows how we purchase properties and why the price is so low. I also explained that there are no liens or back taxes. That way you can stop worrying about the property being a toxic dumping ground and get on with making a good purchase decision. Oh yeah, my favorite question is, how can I buy it? If you want to hear people asking you these questions, send more mail. Isn't that great? That was good.
That's a Luke Smith quote.
Oh, I like that.
Stop asking all these questions. Just send more mail.
Isn't that funny? And it's so true. That happens all the time because our whole model is, you know, buy it right, you know, mark it up. This is, we're talking land, of course. Mark it up so you double your money, but you're still way below everything else out there. And then it's going to sell really fast. And you are going to get these calls and these people going, what's wrong with this? And the question is nothing, you know, and you better hurry up because there's other people looking at it kind of thing. It's great. What do you want to add?
Nothing because, you know, Kevin's actually the moderator on Land Investors.
One of ours, yeah.
Are there more than one moderators?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
We're moderators.
If I'm a moderator on Land Investors, I think I'm failing at my job.
Yeah, you might be. That's why we have Kevin.
Kevin's been with us for a long time. He's super successful, and he got the distinction of moderator because he has a very unique way of looking at things, and you know, a very positive way. So,
and good at explaining things to people too. So it's really, really good.
A good writer. Anyway, I love answering questions like that for sellers. Like, why is it so cheap? And you know, what the heck? That's why we started Land Academy, because of questions like that.
Exactly.
What do you mean you send out mail? You know, and then we have to explain it. Instead, we just have a show about it and sell it to everybody once at the same time every day.
Right. Hopefully.
Today's topic, our most recent house flips net us about $100,000. This is the meat of the show. What I love about houses is that every single transaction, almost without exception, is a single.
Yeah.
Speaking in baseball. You almost never, in fact, I've never personally hit a triple wholesaling houses.
Right.
When you buy a house, it's usually 75%-ish of its value. Or you can look at it like, I'm going to mark it up $30,000 to $40,000. In this case, that's what it was, about $30,000 for each of the three houses. And you can with a high degree of accuracy, expect when you're going to sell it and for how much. It's very consistent. And to make it even more consistent, this is like the accountant in me coming out. to make it even more predictable, all you got to do is send out X amount of letters and you know you're going to buy a house. You know, that number for us is about 3,000 to 3,500. It's actually closer to 2,500. But Jill is very, very selective these days about which houses we actually purchase. So when we send this last mailer went out in a subdivision in, or it's a city in metropolitan Phoenix, I bet we bought half of the properties we could have bought.
Oh my gosh.
Because you were so like, you know.
I'm not messing around.
Yeah.
My, you know, I'm just picking the, I want the good ones that are going to go fast. And you tapped into it. My favorite word here is consistency. And that's one of the things that I really love about houses. From day one, when you're looking at the data and figuring out the pricing going out, you have so much quality data to look at. It takes the guesswork out of it. You know, it's awesome. But then, so you know, we know going into it, you know, pretty much by the time it gets to me, you know, there's nothing to talk about with the offer price. It's done. It's set. We know it's good. They're either in or they're out.
Right.
And then when it gets to me, and this is good because this is what I'm working on with wrapping up House Academy. I just recently finished was the due diligence part. Now I'm only looking at, are there any fatal flaws that we couldn't find in the data? You know, did somebody do an add-on and the roof's about to collapse? You know, that kind of stuff. We're going to smoke that out. Or is there something weird about it that, you know, we didn't account for and we might not want to do it? So that's really all I'm doing. But for the most part, they're great and they're consistent.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I use the word consistency in the House Academy program probably like 1,000 times.
It's good.
When you're looking for a market, you're looking for consistency. When you're looking at pricing, you're looking at consistency. When you actually price, just film this chapter. When you're looking for pricing, because it's all about, House Academy itself is all about pitting these situations against each other to help you make a good decision about where to send mail, which zip codes are better. And then when you get into the actual pricing itself in the spreadsheet before you send it to go out into the mail, you pit it against each other from a cash perspective and from a price per square foot perspective, and you mess with those numbers until they get really close, and then you know. So it's so predictable.
I know.
That's what I love about it.
Exactly. I know it's funny. I was just thinking, I wrote that down because that's a good little quote. I remember in the Cash Right from Land program, the big word that we hit over and over and over again was reach. Reach, 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 reach. And this one, the key word is consistency. Like, how cool is this?
Yeah.
You know, that I love that.
I just got done writing and filming the chapter, I don't know, a couple days ago, about scaling your business, you know. And because it's so consistent, land is not as consistent. There's always, both are great. Mm-hmm. But land provides you the possibility of hitting a home, out of the park home run. You know, we have people in our group that regularly report marking up properties for $100,000 to $150,000 and selling them the same day.
Right.
So while that's a lot less likely with houses, you can outsource every single thing. Every single thing about, except for the decision, should we do this deal? And I would argue even then you could.
Right. You know, there's something interesting. I want to hear your take on this. I feel like when you're doing houses, one of the things that I think the buyer's pool that you need to have lined up is smaller, as long as it's a good buyer's pool. I think it's easier. Is that what you think?
I think because houses are in an urban market and the quality of the data is way higher.
Right.
And what you just said, the sales process is really to a very closed end group of people. It's
not
open.
That's the point.
I mean, I would argue that buying and selling houses is way easier for somebody who's experienced than land. And faster and more consistent and predictable and all of it. It's also more expensive, so there's pros and cons.
I'm also writing down one of the things I love about with House Academy. This is a good quote. I'm just going to share it here because it's in the program. Driving for dumpsters. I think that's great. You've heard me rant about driving for dollars. Driving for dollars is not good. Driving for dumpsters, that is good. Those are your buyers. Makes it easier.
It's very, very, what Jill's saying is it's very simple to find out who's going to buy a potential house renovation project from you, because you're the wholesaler, you know?
Exactly.
All you got to do is drive around the neighborhood, see who's got dumpsters in their driveway, because they're already renovating houses in the neighborhood. They'd be happy to. They've already figured out how to finance it, how to price it, how to and renovate it.
Right.
Adding your property two blocks over because you marked it up for $20,000.
I love it.
It's easy.
That's a dream for them to have three in the same neighborhood at the same time. Is the greatest thing. They send the same guy, now when he's done with the wiring here, he goes over there, he goes over there.
Right.
It's perfect. Yeah.
So it's House Academy. House Academy, the program, we're just about done with it. I think it's all in editing now.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it. And whenever we start these projects, I'm like, this is an insurmountable amount of work. And then when we're done with it, I'm like, you know, that wasn't that bad.
Oh,
and it came out pretty well.
We're writing books, by the way. We've actually, it's like they really are novels that we've done. It's really good.
Anyway, $30,000 on a SFR flip, a house flip, is pretty close to what happens on average. Some of them make 15, some of them make 40, but 30 to 33. And it's easy.
It's not hard. You're right.
Especially when there's no real estate agents involved, then it's really easy.
Ding, ding.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called Member Matt Rogers Shares His Land Academy Success Stories.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, what I really meant to say is both are good.
Which are good?
Houses and land and infolots and all of it. You know, it's all systemization.
I love the diversity of what we have going on. I really, really do. You know, the land is so easy. That's flowing nicely. You don't have to think about it. Houses in there, infolots. It just, you know, you can't go wrong when you diversify like that. Love it.
Yep.
Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.